German universities were state institutions. Extraordinary, assistant, and ordinary, full professors were civil servants appointed and employed by the Ministry of Education. In 1880, Planck became a Privatdozent, an unpaid lecturer at Munich University. Employed neither by the state nor the university, he had simply gained the right to teach in exchange for fees paid by students attending his courses. 5 years passed as he waited in vain for an appointment as an extraordinary professor. As a theorist uninterested in conducting experiments, Planck's chances for promotion were slim, as theoretical physics was not yet a firmly established, distinct discipline. Even in 1900, there were only 16 professors of theoretical physics in Germany. If his career was to progress, Planck knew that he had to win somehow a reputation in the field of science. His chance came when Göttingen University announced that the subject for its prestigious essay competition was The Nature of Energy. As he worked on his paper, in May 1885, a message of deliverance arrived. Planck, aged 27, was offered an extraordinary professorship at the University of Kiel. He suspected it was his father's friendship with Kiel's head of physics that had led to the offer. Planck knew there were others, more established than he, who would have expected advancement. Nevertheless, he accepted and finished his entry for the Göttingen competition shortly after arriving in the city of his birth. Even though only 3 papers were submitted in search of the prize, an astonishing 2 years passed before it was announced that there would be no winner. Planck was awarded second place and denied the prize by the judges because of his support for Helmholtz in a scientific dispute with a member of the Göttingen faculty. The behavior of the judges drew the attention of Helmholtz to Planck and his work. After a little more than 3 years at Kiel, in November 1888, Planck received an unexpected honor. He had not been first, or even second choice, but after others had turned it down, Planck, with Helmholtz's backing, was asked to succeed Gustav Kirchhoff at Berlin University as professor of theoretical physics. In the spring of 1889, the capital was not the city Planck had left 11 years earlier. The stench that always shocked visitors had disappeared as a new sewer system replaced the old open drains, and at night the main streets were lit by modern electric lamps. Helmholtz was no longer head of the university's physics institute, but running the PTR, the majestic new research facility 3 miles away. August Kundt, his successor, had played no part in Planck's appointment, but welcomed him as an excellent acquisition and a splendid man. In 1894, Helmholtz, aged 73, and Kundt, only 55, both died within months of each other. Planck, only 2 years after finally being promoted to the rank of ordinary professor, found himself as the senior physicist at Germany's foremost university at just 36. He had no choice but to bear the weight of added responsibilities, including that of advisor on theoretical physics for Annalen der Physik. It was a position of immense influence that gave him the right of veto on all theoretical papers submitted to the premier German physics journal.